And if you collect records, a long time ago they recorded for Hickory Records. And when the banjo player, who is now 32, was 14 years old, he made one of the finest and fastest recordings on the banjo called the Mad Banjo I've ever heard. At that time, we marveled at that he was only 14 years old and could play so well. Haskell McCormick, of course, is 32 now, and he still plays remarkably well. I know you'll enjoy his performance, as you will the performance of all these bluegrass showmen, and they are great showmen, in addition to being very good musicians. So would you make welcome our opening act for the night show, the McCormick Brothers. Here they are.
Folks, it's nice to be here, huh? Everybody feeling good? What about it? Man, we've had a lot of fun this weekend, haven't we? Here at the Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah, now, I
the boys and myself have enjoyed every bit of it. We've just had ourselves a ball, and we certainly have been looking forward to this, and we've had a lot of fun with you wonderful people. I hope that you've enjoyed our little portion of it, and I know you've enjoyed the other groups, because to me, some of the finest bluegrass picking I think I've ever had the pleasure of listening to. We would like to take a moment of your time to tell you who these boys are. I feel like you would enjoy the show much better. Once you get acquainted with them, I think you'll enjoy it much better. We'd like to start with a young man here playing bass fiddle. He does a great job on the bass fiddle, and we're very proud of him, and I know and reason you will enjoy his work. Let's welcome a brother of ours, William Howell McCormick. Thank you. The gentleman over here with the mandolin, he's a fine country boy and a great singer, and he plays a lot of mandolin. He happens to be another brother of ours. Make welcome Kelly McCormick, Thank you. Our fine fiddle player from good old Nashville, Tennessee. We're proud of him. He's doing a great job. So let's welcome Mr. Dick Crawford, huh? Give a nice hand. Thank you. Right now, we've got one more, Kelly. Right now, here's a fine banjo picker, does such a great job. Put your hands together, and another brother of ours, let's welcome Haskell McCormick, huh?
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to introduce the boy who's been doing all the talk. He's another one of the McCormick brothers, Lloyd McCormick. Let's make him welcome.
Thank you. Well, I'm sorry that I haven't been able to hear all of the tunes that has been played here at the Bluegrass Festival, but I don't think that I have heard this tune since I've been here. We would like to do it for you and hope you'll like it, featuring the banjo and the fiddle. Here it is, Cumberland Gap.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you kindly. Some of the finest folks we've ever known to work for. Man, I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of picking, a lot of hand slapping here for the past 3 or 4 days, and we feel honored to think that the king of bluegrass music, Mr. Bill Monroe, thought enough of our little group to include us in the Bluegrass Festival.
Right.
We want to say thanks to him, and we appreciate that very much. We feel honored to think that he would think of us and invite us to come up and be with you wonderful folks. Right now, we would like to try to do a little duet here that we hope you folks will enjoy, one that we enjoy trying to sing, and we'll give you our version of a real old-timer that I don't think I've heard since I've been here. And you want to change it? They hollered for another one we got on record, huh? Let's do the one they asked him for, huh? That's our business, to try to please the wonderful people as far and as much as we can. So let's do the one that we have on record, and we hope you will enjoy a real country tune called Red Hen Boogie, huh? Are you ready?
Let's go. Right. We get this chicken out here.
There's a little red hen lives down the street. She can do the boogie woogie to the drums and beat. Chicken and a rooster, she can't make it crawl. Down the red hen boogie till she broke Ruth's paw. Beat her egg breakfast, she's gonna boogie boogie all day. Traveling around over the country, the people, they will ask us what this little gadget is, and actually, it's a Grand Ole Opry souvenir. It's a little thing we used on that record. Right now, we'd like to feature our fiddle player, Dick Crawford, one called Cumberland Breakdown. Dick?
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate the nice applause. We appreciate it very much. And we want to say thanks to all the wonderful people that have bought one of our recordings here today. And, well, any day, as a matter of fact. We'd like to feature the trio along about now. I'd like to say before we go into this, though, that I'm sure that a lot of you wonderful people remember the fine singing duet team that was on WSM's Grand Ole Opry a number of years ago, not too many, but a few years back, by the name of Clyde and Marie Dillehay. Well, we're proud to say they live neighbors to us, and for his first time, Clyde come along with us on this show. Stand up back there, boy. Let him take a good view at Clyde Dillehay. Come on now. Give him a nice hand. Love me, darling.
Right.
Just tonight. Let's give him a hand.
Well, love me, darling, just tonight. Take your arm and hold me tight. Tomorrow you may have another. Love me, darling, just tonight.
They tell me that you'll leave me. I hope you know which way it's right. I pray to God you won't leave me. Just love me, darling, just tonight.
Love me, darling, just tonight. Take your arm and hold me tight. Tomorrow you may hold another. Love me, darling, just tonight.
Now try to find your love in your heart. Tomorrow we may not have to part. But if you find you must leave me, just love me, darling, just tonight.
Well, love me, darling, just tonight. Take your arm and hold me tight. Tomorrow you may hold another.
Thank you so much. You know, there has been a lot of boys here that's done a great job playing bass fiddle during the Bluegrass Festival, and I don't think I've heard one pick a solo, so we want to try to do something a little different on our little portion that we're here this afternoon. We want to feature our bass player on a number. We think he does a great job, and of course, it's hard to just take a bass fiddle and pick out a tune. And we would like to feature him on this and ask him to pick you a tune that I think he does a great job on. Here's William Harold McCormick to do for you one called The Four-Leaf Clover.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a whole lot of work to play a fiddle like that. Man, I mean, that involves a lot of work.
What do you
Anywho.
Anybody. It don't make
I'm going to put you to work just for that. What about you team up here and let's do a little duet, huh?
All right.
Here's a real old number that's been going around a long time. We'd like to give you our version of it called Cabin in Carolina. Thank you.